Healthy Life.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about, as evidenced by all the different calls we've had this evening on all different subjects. 855-450-3733. It is Mark with you.
And Brian Sovereign.
And Stephanie.
And you can reach us, like I said, at 855-450-3733. Also, if you want to get some archives of the show, most radio programs will say, well, you know, all you got to do is pay us $9 a month, and we'll make you part of our super good guy club, and you can have all the archives you want. I don't even know how they work. I haven't paid for any of them. But, you know, you'll get our podcast. Well, not with Free Talk Live. We give away the podcast, and we give away the archives. Years and years and years worth of archives over at archives.freetalklive.com. More content, likely, than you could go through in a long time. 855-450-3733. Let's go to Tina in Arizona. Tina, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hi, you mean Athena?
Athena?
Well, anyway, it's Athena, sorry.
Okay.
Hi, Athena.
Hi, how are you?
Great.
I was thinking about the Blue Ridge Project in Asheville. I actually did a little bit of research on just what the state was like regarding those of us that are in the, call it the Q continuum.
The Q continuum? Oh, please, call it the Q continuum, you're going to need to tell me what that is.
Okay, well, I guess, you know, LGBT, IQ, and they keep adding letters. So for me, I try to come up with an abbreviation for it. I just call it Q.
Okay.
You know, so queer.
About my friends and stuff like that. Yeah, more or less. Mm-hmm. You know, so anyway, and I personally, I don't really think I would want to move to North Carolina. They're not really, I'll say, very enlightened as a state as far as all those issues are concerned. You know, there's no equal marriage or anything like that. Asheville apparently is kind of an enclave where they are more accepting, but once you leave that little town, the surrounding area, not so much.
Okay.
So I personally, I don't think it would be ideal. I mean, if you're straight and you like liberty, then maybe that would be okay. You know, I hope that person has kids if they don't turn out to be gay, because God help them if they do. So,
I think that's important to me too, Athena. And I wonder, have you done any research as far as New Hampshire is concerned?
New Hampshire looks to me a lot better. I mean, you know, I did go up there and talk to some people and say some things to find out what kind of reaction I got.
Where'd you go? Because
I was at Porkfest last year.
Okay.
You know, last June. Yeah.
Did we meet?
And I don't know.
Next time you go, make sure you
wandering around. Yeah, I spent a lot of time wandering around, and occasionally I took a swim because it was really hot. I know that they could, you know, that New Hampshire has the, gay marriage or, you know, marriage equality.
The first state in the union to allow, to legislate, legal marriage between, people of the same gender.
But not only that, but I found out that there is a lesbian resort in New Hampshire, Bethlehem, New Hampshire. I haven't really checked. There's some gay clubs in Manchester as well. I haven't really checked, too many other things about that, but I think it indicates some cultural openness, you know, to queer people of all different kinds, too.
Yeah, and I don't know, I don't really consider myself to be gay, but I'm somewhere in that area, so, you know, for me, it's always something that I try to find out. How do they treat gay people? Because I know if they don't like gay people, they're not going to like me.
Oh, yeah. So, that affects your life a lot, too. I can understand that.
Not gay, but in an adjoining zip code. Tina, I thank you for the call.
That was Athena.
Athena. I was looking at the thing here. I'd written it down right here. What are you going to do? Once it's up there on the computer, that's your name.
It's hard. It's hard to remember. So the reason that all three of us on the show here are in New Hampshire tonight is because of the Free State Project. And Athena kind of brought that up in her call. The Free State Project is a organization that exists to encourage liberty-loving people to move to New Hampshire and to get active for more freedom in their lifetimes. And it doesn't really have much, take many positions, not many specifics beyond that. So it is a big tent movement, you know, if that's important to you. If this sounds like something you'd be interested in, I know, you know, New Hampshire was a lot more free than where I lived before, which was Massachusetts, so it was very easy to move here for me, and it seemed like kind of a no-brainer. And so I've been really happy living here for the past 6 years, and it's freestateproject.org.
Yeah, you'll sign up there. Just like the what all of us did?
Yes.
Yeah.
There you go. Freestateproject.org. Let's go to Seth. Seth, you're on Free Talk Live. Where are you calling from?
Arkansas.
Arkansas, great.
But I'm moving to North Carolina for the
okay.
Blue Ridge Liberty Project.
Excellent. Mm-hmm. Are you are you an LGBT folks?
No.
Okay.
I have a lady. But I figured New Hampshire is cold, and I figured no one is going to take a dude with a thick southern accent serious in New Hampshire trying to articulate the philosophy of liberty.
I disagree with that entirely.
Be like, just say y'all. Just say y'all again.
No.
You know, just
I don't think that's the case at all. I mean, to some extent, I have a southern accent, but I mean, I know lots of people up here who've moved for the Free State Project that have them, and they're relatively common.
I think you would be like a hot commodity, almost, like a rare jewel.
He has a lady. Let's leave the poor guy alone. But you know, move wherever's best for you. What's your goal for moving to the Blue Ridge Liberty Project?
Oh, I do not have a goal at all. I will.
Good.
Because
they're successful already, so they don't. You know, they're not going to achieve any goals.
Well, is that kind of a dig at them?
That's what they said. They said they were successful already.
Okay.
How can you achieve goals when you're successful already?
I have some thoughts on this that I want to say on the air. I listened to that interview, you know, that you guys did with Chase, and honestly, I wasn't that satisfied with either side. And the people that are going to move, I really like the Blue Ridge Liberty Project statement of intent. Actually, I like it better than the Free State Project.
I like it, too. I wish they'd have more showed it in New Hampshire.
Yeah, so do I, too, for selfish reasons.
Sure.
In 2006, when I was, like, in the market to move somewhere for more liberty, New Hampshire was the only thing that really existed, the only viable option, so I came here. But if Blue Ridge had existed, if they had those stated goals, and if I knew everything that I knew today, part of which I owe to being in New Hampshire around a lot of other people who have very developed, well-developed ideas about liberty, I might have considered, you know, moving there very seriously.
That's an if situation. In 2006, the Free State Project was far less successful than it is currently.
Yeah.
It's a lot easier to write things on the Internet than it is to achieve the kind of successes that the Free State Project
has. I want to say, the most important thing I want to get out about the Blue Ridge Liberty Project is the type of people I think they're trying to attract, the voluntarists, the peaceful parents. I really want those people to be my neighbors, to live here.
Folks too.
I want them to live here more than the just simple voluntarists or people or minarchists or maybe people who would move from the Free State Project, because that's the type of person that I value. And I would like to be a vocal person in the Free State Project who encourages those kind of people to come live here in New Hampshire if that's what they think would meet their needs best. I don't think that, you know, these two projects are like stealing people from one another. Like, I don't want there to be animosity between them. As far as I'm concerned, like, if that works for you to move to North Carolina, that's great.
Let me ask you this, Seth. If it hadn't been for the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, do you think you might have moved to New Hampshire?
I've been studying the Free State Project for years.
But there's a better option for him now.
Yeah, but that's
when Ian's been arrested, when Ademo's been arrested, I was on the phone. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
From Arkansas, I was on the phone calling whatever police station when something was happening. I'm with somebody up there. I've always been actively watching and caring, and I hope that the two projects and even John and those guys down in Texas, that we can all have each other's back via the internet, via the phones, via looking out for each other. You know, I don't like to see the animosity between the two. I really called to talk about guns. That lady just kind of threw me off.
Go right ahead.
But no, I was just going to talk about assault rifles. You know, I mean, I don't have the money to afford one. You know, we have two pistols. I have a pistol. My lady has a pistol. And then I have a shotgun to protect the house as well. But I don't have an assault rifle. But I know people that do. And I know where they live. And I know where they are. And I know if stuff ever hit the fan, where I could go, you know? And I don't like assault rifles for hunting. I don't think they are for hunting. My main concern, if we are in, if there is a coming economic situation or anything like that, or just my worst fear on this world, on this earth.
Thanks for the call, Seth. Appreciate it. 855-450-3733.
Ladies, how many pounds have you gained since you turned 40? If you're like most women, probably 10 or more. But hundreds of thousands of women have discovered the secret to losing weight after 40. It's called Ambarin, and it's the only product on the market today clinically proven to cause sustained weight loss for women over 40. With no special diets or exercise programs, you can try Ambarin absolutely risk-free and get a one-month supply free by calling 1-800-525-2563. The leading cause of weight gain in women over 40 is hormonal imbalance. Until you balance your hormones, losing weight can be practically impossible. Ambarin balances hormones naturally, so the extra weight can fall right off. Yes, even that stubborn tummy fat. Plus, Ambarin relieves other symptoms of hormonal imbalance, like hot flashes, night sweats, low libido, sleeplessness, and more. Be one of the first 50 callers right now, and they'll send you a complimentary risk-free trial with a 30-day supply free. Free supplies are limited, so call now. 1-800-525-2563. That's 1-800-525-2563.
Gold is like nothing else on Earth. From the Romans through the Renaissance, from the Industrial Age to the Space Age, gold has weathered the test of time. For 6,000 years, gold has remained the ultimate store of wealth. According to the World Gold Council and the U.S. Mint, demand is at an all-time high. The stage is being set for the reemergence of gold as the common sense alternative to a fiat paper currency that gets weaker every day. Midas Resources is proud to offer the hard-hitting report that arms you with the truth you need to protect you and your family from the Fed's plans for your hard-earned money. Don't gamble with your future. Call Midas Resources today and ask for your free copy of As Good as Gold. Call 1-800-686-2237 for the report the Fed hopes you'll never see. As Good as Gold can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. If you have ever thought about owning gold, you must read this report. Call Midas today at 800-686-2237.
Big business has discovered the preparedness market, and that makes it difficult to know where to go and who to trust. MyPatriotSupply.com is owned and operated by patriots just like you. Has the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more. MyPatriotSupply.com has old-fashioned values and the absolute best customer service in the industry. Look for the deal of the day, unique, affordable survival supplies that fit anyone's budget. Get same-day shipping on all orders and free shipping on orders over $49. Call 866-229-0927. 866-229-0927. Or visit MyPatriotSupply.com for emergency preparedness, self-reliance, and food independence. Shop with a name you know and a name you can trust. Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com.
You've come to expect winter specials from Herbal Healer Academy, and we're not going to let you down. Battle through cold and flu season with powerful, natural, and safe flu fighters. Antivirals like olive leaf extract capsules and elderberry power. Vitamin D3, 180 caps, only $9. Beta-glucans and an incredible immune system booster. Our own 4-herb tea capsules and Respa 8, all specially priced during the winter sale at herbalhealer.com. Also, exclusive homeopathic detoxes for lungs, kidneys, liver, whole body, and lymph are on sale. Herbal Healer Academy offers correspondence courses to teach you how to handle your health naturally. And as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and save big now when you hit the winter specials at herbalhealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time since 1988. Celebrating 25 years in service to the natural healthcare industry.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-FREE. And I want to tell you about BitPay.com. Yeah, you've heard us talking about Bitcoins here on Free Talk Live, if you've been listening to Free Talk Live at all. And if not, Bitcoins are an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency that was made for the Internet. It's like cash for the Internet. If you have a business and you want to accept Bitcoins, you're in luck because BitPay has made it easy for you. Thanks to BitPay, there's now an easy way for any website, charity, or retail store to accept Bitcoins and have them instantly converted into cash and deposited right into your bank account. The fees are much lower than credit cards, and there's no risk of chargebacks or fraud. Visit BitPay.com if you've got a business or an online business to get started. It's BitPay.com. They do make it easy for you. Let's go right into the calls. We've had a bunch of them tonight, thank goodness. Let's take Rudy in Texas. Rudy, you're on Free Talk Live. What's on your mind?
Hey, how we doing? Love the show. Love the show.
Thank you.
Hey, I'm kind of in a PO'd mood about the stuff going on with this fiscal cliff.
The fiscal cliff,
Has this country ever been in the black?
No.
And has when did all the, how can I say this? What the hell happened?
Well, the fiscal cliff is really a news cycle phenomenon more than anything. It is when some taxes will, some tax rebates essentially will go, cease to be in effect. And, the thing with the taxes is they can always retroactively change them. Right. So I think it's just an arbitrary date, and it makes it exciting to talk about what's going on in Washington. And it looks to me like the... at this point, that the Republicans are losing this sort of imaginary tug of war.
Hello?
I'm in the, yes.
Oh, okay. I thought I lost you there.
No,
I mean, because it seems that I keep paying more and more and more and more, and we're getting deeper and deeper in debt. I mean, because I understand my credit, which I... my cards, stuff, what I get on whatever I get, that's my debt. I don't give it to nobody else. I don't ask my neighbors to pay or anybody else to pay. But it seems that the government is just borrowing and giving and borrowing and giving and giving, doing whatever they're
even spending money that they don't even have.
Exactly.
They haven't even confiscated.
To me, I think it's immoral for the government to carry debt. I mean, it's absolutely immoral because
they have to force people who aren't even born yet to pay it off.
People are dying and being born all the time, and it's ridiculous that my 4.5-year-old son, who's never done anything, never done anything but earn a few bucks picking up sticks in the yard, has a debt of $50,000 or whatever it is.
Yeah, I mean, he hasn't even seen life yet. That. Here, before you even walk out the door. I mean, how much more of our fair share do we have to keep giving? I mean,
Rudy, I think it's your unfair share. You could call it that. But, when you said the thing about knowing your own finances, it reminded me of this infographic that I saw today. And I just want to read this really briefly here. If you remove eight zeros, that's $100 million, right? So you scale it down by that much from the federal debt numbers, and it goes down to the size of about a family's budget. So here are the numbers if the federal government were a family and what they would be doing. So the annual family income is $21,700, okay?
Right.
Money that the family spent this year, $38,200. New debt this year on the credit card, $16,500. Outstanding balance on their credit card from years past, $162,710. So it's a family that makes $21,000 a year, is spending $40,000 a year that they don't,
that's a bad year.
On their credit cards, and had also $162,000 of debt that they still haven't paid off already on their credit card.
These people are irresponsible.
And they've cut the budget. You want to hear the budget cuts so far? $385.
$385.
So they need to essentially cut their spending in half just to not incur any more debt this year, and they've only cut it, a pittance.
Has this country ever been in the black?
No. Under Andrew Jackson, it was, I think, $60,000, which, of course, was a different, you know, the dollar was a different thing back then. But I think right. It was $60,000 was the debt under Andrew Jackson. He was probably the most fiscally responsible president that we had. Of course, that was the early 19th century, 200 years ago. So at this point, your kids, you're still paying the interest on the Spanish-American War.
Yeah. What is it, 1 cent per or whatever that what is
I don't know, but it's irresponsible to make me pay it.
I love the show. Thanks,
Rudy. Appreciate it.
Thanks.
855 450 free. So, Stephanie, we were talking about the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, and
yes.
You were less than satisfied with my, I guess, interview with Chase.
And with Chase's. I mean, I thought, to be fair, there were some times when I know Chase was really happy for the publicity.
Yes.
And I don't blame him for that, of course. But
he should be.
There were some times when, you know,
you should guys be happy for this publicity right now, too. Go ahead.
Well, there were some times when you guys would ask him a question and he would say, oh, yeah. Like, even if it was a challenging question, he would say, oh, yeah, I agree. And, oh, this about Asheville. Like, he wouldn't really answer the question.
Mm-hmm.
I was less than satisfied with some of those answers. But there were also times where I perceived some jealousy, I guess, in you and Ian's voices.
I think jealousy is the right term. Mm-hmm. I think it is. Envy, I'm not sure exactly what it is, but
tell me more about that.
I can tell you that what my experience is that I really want this Blue Ridge Liberty Project to succeed in New Hampshire. And my concern is that they picked Asheville for a couple of, you know, for I have some deep concerns that, you know, that there's a couple of strong individuals, and I'd say that there's one strong individual, Justin Stout, who didn't call in. Chase called in, and I think he did a really great job. And that, you know, Justin had started the Southeast Liberty Project, and, you know, that didn't really work out or whatever happened with it. They had picked Eastern Tennessee, and,
right.
You know, I guess nobody, I don't know. I don't know what happened precisely, but, you know.
I think the Southeast Liberty Project was like a huge area of land, like it
yeah,
was the whole
was.
Southeast, right?
And they voted on Eastern Tennessee.
And then the Blue Ridge is kind of that version 2.0. They're going to focus on
yep.
creating a community in Asheville.
So we're already at version 2.0, which, of course, the Free State Project really is,
fine.
Too.
Maybe there's a good reason for that. Like, sometimes when you start a project like that, you don't have all the bugs ironed out. You don't know how it's going to develop, and so it makes sense to revise the plan accordingly. And I really, really like what the Blue Ridge Liberty Project says.
I like it, too.
The only question I have about it is, like, if somebody's not into, like, if somebody does not want to be a parent, someone like me, would I be welcome there? And I don't know.
I think you would.
Probably, but it may not be the best, you know, the most.
They have that kind of, we're going to breed liberty sound to them.
Yeah.
You know.
Yeah, I think one of the initial things that attracted me to the Free State Project, and may still attract me more to it than, say, Blue Ridge, which, you know, all their statements of intent and whatever are fine. You know, they're great. Peaceful parenting, all that's awesome. But liberty in our lifetime,
mm-hmm.
that's what I want.
I want it for me.
I don't
too.
Want it in the next generation.
But that's
I
just
want
a,
it right now.
Do you understand that that's just a statement? I mean, you know,
sure.
Because somebody said liberty in our lifetime doesn't mean that New Hampshire is going to be free in our lifetimes. I mean, I think that they took a sort of a response. He took a responsible stance when he said, I don't know how long it'll take. So I don't know. I mean, I like the marketing line. It's alliterative. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Allie C. Why Allie C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Allie C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Allie C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Allie C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Allie C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Allie C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Allie C. For more information and to order Allie C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Allie C today.
Would it save you time to get the best quality water filters and the best quality storable foods from one company? You bet it would, and now you can at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Big Berkey Water Filter products and great-tasting, long-lasting, storable, wise foods are both now available on one website, BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. Wise foods, ready-to-eat meals are packed in airtight nitrogen pouches and come with a 25-year shelf life. Big Berkey Water Filters are powerful enough to purify treated, untreated, or even stagnant pond water. Combine Berkey Water Filters with Wise Foods for an unbeatable preparedness combination. Get free shipping on every order over $50. And GCN listeners receive 5% off all ceramic filter systems. Visit Big, B-E-R-K-E-Y, waterfilters.com. Or call 877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-B-E-R-K-E-Y. Or go to BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the freeze-dried guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House survival buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House survival buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com. Click on freeze-dried foods and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran-owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. That is the SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can give us a call. Talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live with Mark.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
855-450-3733. You can listen to Free Talk Live in so many different ways. Not only are we on more than 100 radio great radio stations across the country, and of course XM, but we're also on free air satellite. We've got live streams on the internet, the webcam, listen lines where you can call in to a number and listen from your cell phone. Of course, now your charges do apply. But you can find all those different options at listen.freetalklive.com because we attempt to make this available to you as many ways as we possibly can. It's listen.freetalklive.com. And I just talked to you about taking bitcoins at your business. If you want to get some bitcoins, bitinstant.com is the fastest, safest, and easiest way to acquire bitcoins. BitInstant.com makes it possible for you to deposit money at more than a million locations worldwide, including your computer at home, in more than 30 different countries. And all you have to do is go to BitInstant.com, select how you want to fund your account, where your account is, and make the deposit. It's that easy. BitInstant.com. Bitcoins are, as I said previously, a currency. It obviously costs money to, you know, buy another currency. People just don't give it to you. So BitInstant is the best way to, you know, to make that exchange, to get those Bitcoins. And I'm got to say, I'm heavily invested in Bitcoins. I think that they're going to continue to go up. I think that they're the greatest invention since the Internet, and I'm really excited about them.
And you can get Bitcoins no matter where you are.
Yeah, pretty much. I mean, you know, at least I can do it here.
That's the whole point.
Yeah, they can be used anywhere. Mm-hmm. Iran, you name it.
Yeah, as a matter of fact, they are being used in Iran. Yeah. They were having lots of trouble with sanctions, still are having lots of trouble with sanctions, and people are getting around that. Some people are getting around that with Bitcoins. They're being used in Greece, which is having a huge problem with you know, their little debt crisis, and Argentina.
Yeah.
So, you know, Bitcoin's free people. And I think that they're one of the greatest liberty projects, they're the greatest liberty project of my lifetime. I think that they beat the Free State Project hands down.
Oh, I would agree.
And the Blue Ridge Liberty Project and every other one of these things that we're talking about, the deck chairs on the Titanic here. You know, we've been talking about the Blue Ridge Liberty Project versus the Free State Project. And this is one thing I want to make it clear is I like the Free State Project as an idea of where you can move to be freer. But it's not the end-all be-all to me. I put it in the middle of the pack as far as, you know, ideas. First, I think Bitcoins are a really great idea. I also think that the folks in Anonymous have done an incredible amount and WikiLeaks and things like that. The Internet communication has done a great deal for human freedom. You know, I think that these are big, big issues. I like the idea of peaceful parenting. I think that that's a good thing, and that you know, raising the next generation in a way that they don't use domination in order to get what they want. I love that idea, and I'm hoping I'm doing something just like that. I think that parenting is a difficult task at best.
It makes incredible sense to me, and you know, I don't want to be a parent, but I really respect those ideas. The way that I think of children has completely changed because of learning about peaceful parenting, which I'm really happy about. But, you know, I think that really is the future of where the liberty movement is going, is in terms of peaceful parenting and those ideas. And I would love to
and
see...
And you can do that anywhere.
You can do it anywhere. Mm-hmm. I think it helps.
I think it's
better
to have a community.
It helps.
And
if
I would
have
love to have a community like that here in New Hampshire.
I think there are lots of the
Blue Ridge Liberty Project setting up in Asheville, North Carolina, rather mm-hmm. than in New Hampshire. So I'm willing to state all of those things.
So you wish that those people were in New Hampshire?
I do. Yeah. And stated it multiple times, even during the interview with Chase. Mm-hmm. And I think that it is an inefficient thing to set up there. One more project I want to mention is blueseed.co. This is a project to take basically, you know, to build, you know, cities out on the water. And I think it's fascinating. You know, here in New Hampshire, what the proposal is to essentially move 20,000 liberty-loving individuals to the state to, you know, do whatever to assert the maximum effort to create a government whose maximum role is life, liberty, the pursuit of or life, liberty, and property, that kind of thing. So let's call it move to New Hampshire and fight the statists for liberty for a lifetime, and then hopefully you'll have something like liberty at the end of a lifetime. Where with the Blue Seed Project, they're going to be launching in December 2013, you know, so less than a year, hopefully. And you'll be basically you're going to be building a free enclave from the ground up, as opposed to trying to work around the auspices of the state.
It's going to be still beautiful. The expectation is you can't stay there forever, right? Like you have to leave within 2 years or something and go back to the mainland?
Yeah, but you're looking at their first boat, mm-hmm. Stephanie. I mean, their first boat is an idea of getting, you know, people who are having basically immigration issues. You know, it's a startup enclave for businesses outside of Silicon Valley. But if that works, then there's a lot of derelict ships out there, and people can you know, now we've created a moment in time where you actually can live on a boat. It wasn't really possible. Now with 4G internet coming from your cell phone and things like that, you can have electricity and, you know, with the, you know, motion wave generator things, and you can have electricity, you can have, you know, plumbing, you can have internet and all the things that you want to have out on a boat. And we haven't been able to do that previously. And I think that that's what, you know, this moment in time, you know, why that to me is more exciting.
Yeah, I would agree. I host my own show called Sovereign Tech, SOVRYN Tech, and you can find it on SoundCloud. And that's all about technology. ideology and how it's setting everybody free. I mean, philosophy and ideology is the core, you know, but the means to get this stuff out there is totally, you know, technological.
It always has been. Technology has always freed us.
Yeah, and from the Gutenberg press up.
Yeah, it, you know, even before that, but yeah, I mean, but the Gutenberg press is a really great idea, item to look at as far as freedom goes, and a technology may make the Free State Project superfluous. And if it does, it will make the Blue Ridge Liberty Project superfluous at the same time. So really what, and I put together a page called Move Here Project. It's at facebook.com/Move Here Project with the intention of chronicling all kinds of, you know, projects where people have said move here, move there.
Huh.
And
interesting.
Did you take a look at it?
Yeah. No, just first I've heard of it.
And there are 18, 20 of them there on the page. And, you know, most of them are abject failures. And one of the things that concerns me is that a lot of them have to do with a person who holds. Here in New Hampshire, we've had the Liberty Jesus phenomenon. The Liberty Jesus phenomenon is that person who believes in liberty, who's going to come here and save us all. They're extroverts. They, you know, they know what they're talking about. They've got a good idea, and they're going to come here and they're going to save us all. And they find out relatively quickly, you're either going to work with people or that's it. I mean, like, it's just you're not here to save us. You're not our savior.
Are you talking about Ian?
No, I don't think Ian even fits this mold. Okay. Ian wants more people to do more things.
Okay. Ian's definitely not extroverted.
I don't want to call names, but there are people that have moved here with the idea that, you know, you're going to play things my way, do things my way, and, you know, it's gone poorly for them.
Yeah, I see.
And I think that many of these other projects have kind of had that Liberty Jesus central figure. Mm-hmm. Here's what happens to Liberty Jesus. Liberty Jesus gets tired.
He dies for your sins.
He gets tired, and you can't keep it up over time.
He's bleeding, I mean, all over the place.
Whereas in New Hampshire, there is no central figure. You can't point to that central figure with the Free State Project. Even Jason Sorens, the founder, he hasn't even moved yet.
Yeah,
I'm not saying it's bad that he hasn't moved. I think it's fine. He should do whatever's good for him and his family. He's just a guy with a grad student with a great idea that really worked out. And what I like is the decentralized aspect of the Free State Project. And I don't think that a lot of these projects have had a decentralized aspect. I think they've had a very centralized aspect.
Yep.
And when
That's a point to bring up, sure.
That one person runs out of energy, and they will, because, you know, all activists burn out at some point, and, you know, then they charge back up, and they burn out again. I don't know. I find it unlikely the Blue Ridge Liberty Project, without the influx of the voluntarists that they're looking for.
I hope the voluntarists and peaceful parents will at least consider coming here, visit Porkfest, or look into it. I'd love to have you as my neighbor.
I would like them too. 855-450-3733. Free Talk Live.
Want to really clean up for the holidays? Deck out your halls for less at Lumber Liquidators Flooring Sale. Our thickest laminates are up to 33% off. Plus, save up to 10% on all hand-scraped engineered hardwood and up to 10% on all hand-scraped bamboo. Better yet, get special extended financing, plus big savings on flooring tools and professional installation. Hurry, our flooring sale is going on now. So visit LumberLiquidators.com and find your local store today.
Baa baa black sheep, have you any wool? No, sir, no, sir. Some nincompoop with pantyhose pulled over his face stole all my wool sweaters and gaming system. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency recently helped me with renter's insurance. Everything stolen was replaced, and the little boy who lives down the lane was caught trying to sell it online. Call Geico and see how easy it is to switch and save on renter's insurance.
Are you still a traditional smoker? Now experience a new lifestyle and try vaping with e-cigarettes by LeSig. Imagine no ashes, stains, nasty smell, or coughing and hacking. With LeSig e-cigarettes' revolutionary microelectronic technology, rechargeable battery, and unique replaceable cartridge, you'll get all the benefits and satisfaction of smoking without the hazards. Choose your taste from a wide variety of our new American-made Vaporeon e-liquids at LeSig.com. And LeSig smokes the competition. attention by serving thousands of worldwide customers with Real People customer service, fast, free, same-day shipping, and a 30-day warranty and satisfaction guarantee. So are you ready for a new vaping lifestyle? Then call 870-518-4307. That's 870-518-4307. Or visit LeSig.com, spelled LeCig.com. LeSig e-cigarettes for today's modern smoker.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics, life's getting better.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, 855-450-FREE. It's a SACL toll-free call-in line, 855-450-3733. You can call in, talk about whatever you want to talk about here on the live Sunday edition of Free Talk Live. You know, it's Mark with you.
And Brian.
And Stephanie.
We had a whole bunch of calls piled up there at the beginning of the show, and I guess, you know, it's how it comes. It comes in bunches. Like,
did I win my argument? Is that what happened?
You won.
No.
Congratulations.
Ding, ding, ding.
There are no winners, Brian.
Right.
Trying to get across here. No winners. But you can give us a call at 855-450-3733. In the meantime, we will talk about the things that you know, we brought in for show prep. Stephanie, what do you got for me?
Do you want to talk about the FDA and the muscular dystrophy boy or the college student who got a restraining order against her helicopter parents?
Well, it sounds interesting. College student with helicopter parents.
Okay, so this is from theblaze.com. I've never heard of this website, so I don't know if I can comment
on
it.
That's a Glenn Beck website.
Oh, interesting. Okay, and the author is Jonathan M. Seidel. There's a term out there called helicopter parents, moms and dads who do more than just take an interest in their kids but try to dictate their every move, take an interest in every detail, and even live vicariously through their sons and daughters. 21-year-old Aubrey Ireland knows the type full well. That's because she just got a restraining order case, or won a restraining order case against her parents, who have taken the idea of being involved to a whole new extreme. And there is a...
what's her last name?
Aubrey Ireland.
Ireland, okay.
Mm-hmm. There's a picture of her. She's a senior actress. She's an acting student, I guess, at the University of Cincinnati's College Conservatory of Music.
Good luck to her.
It's a very prestigious school. She's there's a picture of her. She looks very beautiful. Sure, she's talented. This fall,
she better be if she wants to be an actress.
Yeah,
there's a lot of competition in that marketplace.
Stiff. Yeah. This fall, she had it with her overbearing parents, and the school was tired of it, too, having witnessed their odd behavior for years. Aubrey filed a civil stalking case against them, and the judge heard the details, and he ordered Aubrey's parents to stay away. Now, this surprises me that a judge would, usually, like, the overwhelming bias is toward the parents,
yes,
even when
I
they
think
do
it would
things
be.
Like
and,
this,
and the very fact
which is
that,
stalking.
The judge made this ruling shows to me that these parents are probably way over the top.
So here's what they did.
Well, before we, I do want to hear totally what they did, because it sounds very fascinating, but I've got Annie on the line from St. Louis.
Sure.
Annie, you're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. How you doing?
All's well.
Always love to hear your lovely voices.
Thank you.
Thanks.
You know, I called in to talk about politics, but since Stephanie brought up the story, are you guys familiar with Dr. Wallach, the longevity guy?
I think I've heard of him, but
yeah.
Not super familiar.
Okay,
I've heard of him, sure.
Okay, he's, you know, advertises on GCN radio.
Yeah.
Anyway, I was listening to an interview he was giving one day where he apparently has a... I don't want to call it a cure, but a really good treatment for muscular dystrophy.
Okay.
And he brought it to Jerry Lewis's attention. And apparently that's why he wasn't on the telethon last year.
Okay.
Because
wait, so Jerry Lewis had a muscular dystrophy telethon and
he
got cured?
One, he used to have one every year.
Uh-huh.
Right.
And apparently this doctor brought to his attention that there was a cure or a really good treatment for this disease, and the Muscular Dystrophy Association didn't want to hear about it and didn't allow him on the telethon.
Well, that's it's interesting. It's quite an allegation. I don't know. I mean, I'm going to have to do some research into that.
Yeah. So, you know, since Stephanie was bringing that up, I just kind of thought about that and brought it up.
Yeah.
So what was it about politics you wanted to talk about, Annie?
Well, I was just, you know, it's like red and blue, you know, Bloods and Crips. They're
yeah,
both
pretty
wings
much.
Of the same bird. They're both wings of the same bird. It's like,
yeah.
You have
it's
to really...
It's a big ugly bird, too.
Yeah, and, like, if you really look at who's running this country, it's a bunch of banking people.
It's certainly those with a lot of money, you know, I mean, but the rich have always ruled. I mean, rich wealth and power have all, sort of always gone together throughout human history.
Okay, that's what I wanted to talk about.
Thanks, Annie. Appreciate the call.
Thanks.
855-450-3733. Yeah, it's hard to get excited about one party over another. You know, I mean,
yeah, or just the political system in general.
Two wings of one big stinky bird.
Indeed. Okay, let's get back into talking about Aubrey Ireland. We were just about to. She's the student who won a civil stalking case against her parents, and we're just about to hear what the parents did to her. I feel a lot of empathy for Aubrey when I read this, and I think it's very sad that the behaviors that her parents have done, essentially, if somebody else did them, if a boyfriend or an ex-boyfriend or an ex-girlfriend or whatever did these things to her, people would say, without a doubt, yeah, that is stalking.
Right.
That is really scary behavior. That's threatening. But when her parents do it, I think there are lots of people who would just say, well, her parents are just doing it because they love her. Like, replace that with her ex-boyfriend. He's just doing it because he loves her. Right. So here's some.
Right. I think that those can be true statements for themselves. It's just people that don't understand boundaries.
Yeah, I think there's a double standard in terms of what people consider appropriate boundaries for a parent versus a.
I think people have more understanding because the fact is the parents have to treat you like a baby in the portion of your life when you're a baby. whereas boyfriends don't generally start, you know, from, you know, childbirth and care for you on all the way up. Parents have a special and unique relationship. So people can understand why some parents have a difficult time letting go, more so than others.
This is an incredibly extreme case of not letting go.
Bell curves, right? Like, you know, for every parent, you know, the parents at the center of the bell curve are going to have trouble letting go because that's just sort of normal behavior. The ones out at the very end of the bell curve, they're going to be terrible at it.
So here's what they did. Her parents, David and Julie Ireland, often drove 600 miles from Leawood, Kansas, unannounced, to visit their daughter.
She thought she was getting far enough away with that 600 miles.
Yeah. They accused her of doing illegal drugs, promiscuity, and suffering from mental woes. She insisted that none of this was true. I mean,
driving me nuts.
I wonder if somebody had really overbearing parents, maybe they would be a little bit mentally troubled. But is that their fault? And is that like they're accusing her of it as if there's something wrong with her when they're the ones who are stalking her? So anyway, then they say they knew about what they saw as their daughter's problems because they had installed monitoring software on her laptop and cell phone, allowing them to see her every keystroke and phone number dialed or received.
So who bought this laptop and cell phone?
It doesn't say.
I'm guessing the parents, otherwise they wouldn't have had an opportunity to do it.
I don't know. I can't tell from this article.
If you accept gifts from people, you know, if you accept things from people, especially people that you know to be somewhat intrusive, and I mean, you can reasonably guess that those people have. I mean, they have. I suppose they have certain rights to their property, right?
No,
she's
an
so?
Adult who's a full person.
Wait a second. Are you telling me I can't give you a laptop that has monitoring devices and stuff on that if I tell you about it?
I think that would be. Well, they didn't tell her about it.
Okay, but you know,
that's a big difference.
I understand.
If you wanted to give me a laptop that, and you were like, oh yeah, by the way, there's a webcam where I can see what you're wearing every time you use this, and it will log every keystroke, I would say thanks, but no thanks, and you're a crappy friend.
Yes, but this would be happening in a situation where I had never done this before because I really, you know, as much as I'd like to see you through a webcam without clothes on,
Help me, Brian.
I'm not willing to invest $600 in a laptop to do it.
I'm glad.
Whereas the parents have probably done things like this her whole life, so it's like a reasonable expectation for her.
Does that make it okay, though?
Well, I guess it's okay. So, like, now you're asking me what I think about other people's parenting styles. And this is the single easiest question to get people's opinions on because it is easy to give them. Being a parent is an 18-year process, and it takes a really long period of time to do it. And some people are going to do it differently than other people do it. I don't think it's a good idea to treat your kids the way these people have treated their kids. I don't think that. However, I also am for any interaction that doesn't involve violence. So therefore, if that's how they want to treat their kid,
Yeah, but do kids have the right to a closed door for the room?
Do they have a right? No.
They don't
have a right to a room. They, you know, I mean, as a parent, I can have them sleep on the couch.
Wow.
But don't they have a right to privacy?
I don't think, no, I don't think a right to privacy exists.
I think there's public schools that agree with you.
And government, NSA.
855-450-3733, Free Talk Live.
In every age, a technology is created that upends the foundations of society. The wheel, the printing press, the internet. Now, in a world sliding into financial chaos, a new technology is changing the way monetary systems work around the world. It is called Bitcoin. Bitcoin is a new form of money controlled not by banks, governments, or corporations, but through mutual commerce between free individuals. To learn more, visit WeUseCoins.com.
In these hard economic times, you've got to do whatever you can to save money. One of our biggest expenses can be our cars, especially when unexpected repair bills hit. Not anymore. Repairs for your engine, transmission, and much more can become a thing of the past if your vehicle has less than 130,000 miles. Get your car protected, saving you hundreds, even thousands of dollars. See if your vehicle qualifies. Just call 1-800-832-0768. Again, 800-832-0768. That's 1-800-832-0768.
Pharmacist Ben Fuchs believes virtually all disease states can be backtracked to digestive problems.
Deficiencies in stomach acid can affect all downstream systems. Taking digestive enzymes can be amazingly helpful for dealing with deficiencies in stomach acid. Enzymes require low pH for activation. You can also use aloe vera juice, by the way. Sugars in aloe vera have a coating effect on the digestive system. Longevity has a cool product called Noni Plus, which is made from aloe and the noni fruit. It's tasty. It can also function to support digestive acidification of the stomach, and activation of digestive enzymes.
Take pharmacist Ben's advice and support your digestive system by ordering Noni Plus from Longevity. Call 866-735-2470. That's 866-735-2470 or on the web at brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com. Order today.